When Japan surrendered to the United States, Americans rejoiced to know the conflict was coming to an end. Buried in the news that very same day was one of the most sobering stories of the war. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers. Get a better cut faster. Get Exmark. Go to Exmark.com today.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic Iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
When the USS Indianapolis was sunk just after midnight on July 30, 1945, Paul Murphy was one of the men who survived. With no food or water and with sharks circling their position, the men bobbed in the ocean, hoping someone would see them.
And about noon on that fourth day, we saw an airplane coming from the horizon. He was making a circle. He was following oil slick that he saw in the water.
The pilot dove to about 1,000 feet off the water and saw many heads bobbing. A seaplane was dispatched to the area. Five ships helped pull survivors out of the water.
And they put us in wire baskets and hauled us up to the main deck.
The crew of the ship gave the survivors fresh clothes and gave up their bunks. One sailor stood by each man to take care of his needs. It was the largest loss of life at sea in U.S. naval history, and few people knew about it.
On August the 6th, the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. That was the bomb components that we carried over to the island of Tinian. And on August the 15th, back in the United States, headlines read, "Japanese unconditionally surrender," and in small print at the bottom of the first page, first time that anybody knew the Indianapolis had been sunk.
Only about a quarter of the men aboard the Indianapolis survived the ordeal.
1,197 men were given Purple Hearts. 880 men lost their lives. 317 survived.
Murphy continues to share his story with others and has served as the president of the Survivors Organization. Traveling the countryside in Broomfield, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.